Case number 11,312, Darlene and Richard Grenars, east of Road 275 Plantation Road, and being northwest of Dots Barrow Drive and southeast of Mute Swan Lane, 325 feet southwest of Peacock Place, and being Lot 6 in Summercrest Subdivision. Tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 776. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Hello, strangers.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, Ms. Pam McDonald has been sworn in previously, so she is here tonight.
Good evening again.
Good evening. Again, I'm Pam McDonald with Delco's Design and Build. I am the contractor here representing the homeowners, Richard and Darlene Gunaris. They currently have a primary residence in Arizona. This lot is addressed at 34784 Mute Swan Lane in Summercrest, Rehoboth Beach. Some of you may remember, as we've been through this several times before, there were many homes on this particular lane that was developed by Anderson Homes, and they are considered through lots, hence they have two front yards. The homeowners were not made aware of this situation when homes were purchased and informed that they could construct a deck, screen porch, patio, or something of that nature on the rear of their home. And unfortunately, some of them have anywhere between 2 and 5 feet applicable building space before they hit the BRL. In this particular case, there's 33 feet from the rear of this home to the setback, and the homeowners would like to construct a 22 by 12 screen porch along with an adjacent 6 by 12 deck. What we're requesting is a variance of 9 feet from the rear building restriction line. Enclosed in the application is a copy of their plat, which shows a sketch of the proposed screen porch as well as the deck. Again, only impeding 9 feet. We have 3 feet to work with so far. And there are 14 letters of support from neighbors within the community, several of whom have already had variances for the same reasons. And I'm happy to address the standards whenever you are. Obviously, this lot is a unique circumstance because it's considered a through lot with the two front yards, 30 feet on the front, 30 feet technically on the rear as well. The practical difficulty lies with this house sitting approximately 33 feet from the building restriction line in the rear yard. This property could not be developed in conformity, could only be developed in conformity, rather, if the three-season room and the deck were 3 feet deep. That clearly is not a viable option for either the homeowner or the homeowners association, as well as the remainder of the Summercrest community. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use. We are, again, requesting a 9-foot variance from the rear building restriction line. This would allow the homeowner to construct a three-season room screen porch and deck that is 12 feet deep. This difficulty was not created by Mr. and Mrs. Gunaris. The lot was developed by Anderson Homes, and unfortunately, this homeowner, as well as several others, were not aware that it was considered a through lot. Actually, my first encounter with this, unfortunately, came when I realized that a building permit said the setback was 5 feet, and when planning and zoning came out to do my final inspection, they said, no, it's actually 30 feet. So it was in the system here with the county as well, not listed as a through lot for approximately 2 years. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. There are three other homes in particular on this street that have already had variances for the exact same reason and have constructed either decks or screen porches. They were not clarified to the homeowners at time of settlement how the lots were stipulated. You have the letters of support from other people within the community, including one of the very adjacent properties and two other residences on that street with approved variances. It will not impair appropriate use for development of either of the adjacent properties. As noted, one adjacent property already has an approved variance with a constructed three-season room in place already. It will not interfere or impede with either of the adjacent lots in any way, shape, or form. It stays in conformity with the character of the neighborhood. It will not be detrimental to public welfare at all. The new structures do not interfere nor impede with any flow of traffic, nor does it interfere with any common areas within the community. The road behind these homes are lined with trees and a fence as well. Before you actually get to the street. This variance represents the least modification possible. We are requesting only a variance for the rear setback, not the side nor the front, though technically it is another front. A deck or three-season room less than 12 feet deep is clearly impractical for the homeowner's needs. Therefore, it is necessary to afford relief and will be conformity with existing structures.
Okay. See if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Milch, we'll start with you.
Yes, I see on the survey there's a mention to the outside shower. Is there an issue or problem with that?
No, that outside shower, I'm sure Ms. Thibodeau is checking as well, would fall within the side setback.
Okay. It's attached.
It is attached to the home. Yes, that is correct.
It's allowed to encroach.
I have not doing outside shower on mine.
Oh.
Oh, thank you for the reminder.
I couldn't read what it said. Not something outside shower.
Dairy or not dairy. Yeah, not dairy. Dairy. I didn't know what that meant. Not
you
dairy outside.
You can thank me being left-handed for that.
I'm sorry?
You can thank me being left-handed for that.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, is that all right, Mr. Ellis?
Yeah, also, this is already built?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. But you did get a permit, and the permit stated that the setback requirement was 5 feet?
No, in the past, for other structures on this particular street, after the permit was in place, it said 5-foot setback, and after the structure was completed, we had our final inspections, and PNC came by to check everything out. That's when we were made aware that they are actually through lots.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, all right. Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Says on your application, previous board of adjustment, case 11,097 denied.
That is correct.
Was that?
That was just for a lack of communication between the homeowner and I. They were planning on being here from Arizona at the time, and unfortunately had a death in the family, had to travel back west, and I was not aware of it, so I was not attending the hearing because they were.
But it was for the same?
It was for the same thing. That is correct.
Same thing.
Yep. Yep. Exact same thing.
Mr. Rickards?
Yeah. I see it scribbled out here. I can't see that either. Did you say a 12 by 22 or 10 by 22?
12 by 22.
12 by 22.
And then the deck that will be adjacent to it will be 12 by 6.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no questions, so that having been said. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have 14 letters she submitted with her application.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,312. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance in its entirety. And based on that, I would say that the uniqueness of the property is 66 feet, so that's going to make the property narrower and smaller square footage. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship hasn't been created by the applicant due to the size of the property. Also, that the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is minimum that we afford relief, and the modification is the least modification possible of the regulation is in effect.
Okay. Do I have a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Hudson. Case number 11,312. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Calloway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,312 is approved.
Thank you, Council. Ms. Thibodeau, Ms. Norwood.
Good luck.